Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Haynes, Human Sciences Specialist, Family Life, for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. The feisty kid. We all know one. We've all seen one acting out in line at the grocery store, or perhaps at the local mall. Some of us are lucky enough to have one in our families. And even a few of us have matured into a feisty adult, and know perhaps personally what it's like to have been that feisty kid. Feisty kids have a reputation for being the most challenging temperament type to parent. They could easily be described as button pushers or boundary jumpers. Feisty kids are definitely not boring and often keep a parent on their toes. Researcher Peter Mangione tells us that 10% of children fall into this feisty temperament category. Some researchers even label this category as difficult. Spirited kids, as Mary Sheedy Krasinka refers to the feisty child, have traits that include high impulsiveness, sensitivity, intensity, and distractibility. They're often combined with other temperament traits such as the decreased ability to adapt to change, trouble calming oneself, and a low self-regulation. So, how would you describe a feisty child? A feisty child expresses their opinions in a very intense way. Whether they are happy or mad, everyone around them will know how they feel. These children remain active most of the time, and this may cause them to seem aggressive. Mangione relates that feisty children often have a tendency to have negative persistence and will go on and on nagging and whining and negotiating if there is something they particularly want. Mangione describes feisty children as being irregular in their napping and feeding or eating times, but conversely, they do not adapt well to changes in their routines. They get used to things and don't want to give them up. Anything out of the ordinary could send them into some type of tantrum. Mangione states that if these children are not warned of a change, they may react very negatively. Feisty children also tend to be very sensitive to their surrounding environment, and as a result, may have strong reactions to their surroundings. So, how does a parent start? Children with feisty temperaments, well, they require extra. Extra time, extra guidance, extra patience, and extra strategies. But feisty children can be raised to be well-adjusted young people with positive self-esteem, and it will just take some extra parental work. Effective parents will need to develop an open attitude, consistent discipline strategies, and positive communication skills that can work with, not against, their children's temperament. This isn't the time for parents to give up. Interestingly, however, research has shown that over time, mothers with highly reactive infants actually tend to withdraw from their baby. They ignore increasing needs and even play less with their child. So temperament researchers suggest that if parents would actually avoid withdrawing and go and engage and interact with the intense child, as well as approach them with empathy and understanding, the child would actually feel more emotionally safe. So what can a parent do? Join us this month as we blog about temperament and strategies to tame that feisty child. We will explore ways for parents to help their children develop their own strategies and skills that can work with rather than against their temperament. We will discuss challenges that parents face living day to day with a feisty temperament. And as always, we look forward to hearing about your experiences around this topic. Share with us how you have learned to understand your child's unique temperament traits.